This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Governor Bill Walker's administration is reviewing a proposal to offer temporary royalty relief to an oil development company. Supporters say the move could cost the state more than $40 million, but bring in $1 billion plus over the life of the planned project. A legislative hearing was held Tuesday on the recommended finding of Governor Sean Parnell's Natural Resources Commissioner, Joe Balish. Parnell left office Monday. If Kalis Energy Alaska is successful, oil is expected to flow from the tough-to-develop Nuna project for 30 years. But Democratic Representative Les Guerra says, as it is, the state will receive little to no production tax value from the field under the tax overhaul passed in 2013. The Alaska Dispatch News reports the public comment period on the proposal is set to close December 12th. A proposal that would finalize land claims for a Southeast Alaska Native regional corporation has been added to a federal defense authorization bill. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski's office says the bill includes provisions that would provide Sea Alaska Corporation with more than 70,000 acres owed to Southeast Natives under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. The Anchorage Museum is hosting three Alaska Native artists this week. They're teaching students and others about gut sewing, a traditional skill still used today to make rain gear. They're also learning about the craft from each other and from historical items in the museum's collection. KSKA's Ann Hillman reports.
Yupik elder Mary Tunichuk picks up the beginnings of a raincoat made of dried bearded seal intestine and shows a group of elementary school students.
So this is the back of the hood, and this is the arm strip.
The semi-translucent material crinkles like paper every time Tunichuk touches it. She says the guts are extremely delicate when dry. You have to dip the parka in seawater to make it more flexible before putting it on. She says the traditional gear provides the best protection from rain and cold, especially when hunting on the ocean.
The snow is blowing, the seas are rough, and you're getting cold. If you have a rubber raincoat, you're going to freeze to death. But if you have this one, this gut parka, you're going to last a little bit longer, because it's going to keep you warm.
She says the guts are more breathable than modern materials, and they don't freeze and crack. Tunichuk started sewing guts about 50 years ago. She says her husband needed a parka, and as a young wife, she had to make one for him. To make a parka, women start with fresh intestines from seals or walrus. They scrape off the flesh and the fat from the 70-foot-long guts and rinse them for hours. Then they blow up the cleaned intestines like a balloon and wait for them to dry. Tunichuk says she prefers working with bearded seals over walrus.
One time I asked my husband or my brother, one of my brothers, to bring home a walrus gut. I never do that again. It's so wide, and everything seems like it just like super glued in there.
Once the guts are dry, she carefully sews them together using sinu and sometimes seagrass.
But don't use a sewing machine or an electrical thing, because their stitches are so close together that when you try to pull it out, you might tear it apart.
Tunichuk says sewing a parka can take many days. Every village has different patterns and stitches for sewing. She's learned even more styles by looking at the materials in the collection at the Anchorage Museum. Aaron Kroll is the director of the Smithsonian Arctic Studies Center, which is housed at the museum. He says the goal of the residency is for the artists to learn from each other and from the artifacts, and they're teaching the museum staff about caring for the materials.
They're also talking about the processing and the material qualities of intestine and other membranes from inside sea mammals, and how those are uniquely suited to Arctic clothing.
The artists will be at the museum for the rest of the week. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.